It's not expensive. If one person cannot afford the cost, what is wrong with 8 or 10 or 15 or 20 of you getting together, pooling your money, buying one satellite receiving station, a small FM low-power transmitter, and setting up your own broadcasting station? I hope you will broadcast the truth and not some agenda. You see, what happens when you broadcast the truth is you piss everybody off. If you don't have my address, I want you to write it down. It's the Harvest Trust, P.O. Box 1970. I'll repeat it a couple of times. Eager, Arizona. Eager is spelled E-A-G-A-R. Arizona, 85925. That's the Harvest Trust, P.O. Box 1970. Eager, Arizona, 85925. If you have purchased Oklahoma City Day One, it's on the back cover at the bottom. If you don't have a pen and you would like to have the address, you can go up to my wife's table upstairs on the second floor and get one of our flyers. The address will be on the flyer. And all you have to do is purchase that equipment, set it up, hook it into the satellite receiver, and you're on the air with your own radio station within just a few weeks, broadcasting the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, or your own shows, or other networks that are up there that are Patriot Broadcasting, such as Amerinet and others. Understand this too. I'm not trying to tell you what the truth is, because sometimes the truth is extremely difficult to find. And sometimes we believe we're broadcasting the truth and it turns out we really aren't. But if we find out we aren't, we must be willing and instantly able to go on the air and say we were wrong and correct it. That's a responsibility that we all have to carry. It's embarrassing. I've had to do it several times because I'm a human being. I make mistakes too. The only difference being when I make a mistake, it's usually not forgivable. It's what happens when you become a public figure. Your wife can make a mistake, but Rush Limbaugh never! Right? I want you all to get interested in this. All of you should be publishing a newsletter or a newspaper. All of you should be documenting what you publish. All of you should have a satellite receiving station and be rebroadcasting programming to your neighborhood. All you got to do is make sure that you're broadcasting on a frequency that's not interfering with any other broadcast. Which means you don't just check it at your house. You get in your car and you drive out 25 miles and all around, and you make sure that there's nobody else on that frequency before you use it. So you know you're safe. In my little town of Eager, which is a very small town, between Springerville and Eager is 2 miles. Another 2 miles either way, and you've covered everybody in the valley. And I'm up on a big mountain in the middle of this valley where the town surrounds the mountain, and I'm broadcasting 6 miles in every direction in my town. And it's militia country. Arizona is dangerous for socialists. And when the war starts, heaven help whoever they send to fight in Arizona. Because it's still really kind of like the old West days in a lot of places. It's dangerous. Where I live, Ike Clanton made the sheriff angry one day, and the sheriff rode 25 miles, grabbed Ike Clanton by his hair, and drug him to jail. By his hair. Which brings me close to the end of my, I think it is. How much time do I have?
3 more hours.
Come back after Jim talks a little bit and talk some more.
Yeah, just let me give you a little parting note here. I'll be back up as well with as will the others to answer questions later. Mr. Collins has to catch a plane, so I'm going to cut my talk short, and please give him your undivided attention. I'm going to tell you right now, because I deal in reality, I'm going to vote for Charles Collins, but at the same time, I'm a realist. And everybody in this room should be voting for Charles Collins, but at the same time understanding he's not going to be the president of the United States. Okay? And I'm only telling you that so that you're dealing in reality. Okay? But he is the best man on any ballot in this country. Thank you.
Crazy dream about some folks who love this country who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they woke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever simply